So we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians this morning.
A dnešné ráno sa pozrieme do prvého listu Tesalonickým.
That's before 2 Thessalonians.
To je tesne pred druhým listom Tesalonickým.
So before we get into the word of God, let me pray.
A predtým, ako sa pozrieme do Božieho slova, sa pomodlím.
Lord Jesus.
Bože.
We thank you for being our king and our God.
Ďakujeme ti, že si náš kráľ a náš Boh.
We thank you for your word.
Ďakujeme ti za tvoje slovo.
Your word is so good.
Tvoje slovo je také dobré.
It points us to truth and righteousness.
Ukazuje nám to na pravdu a spravodlivosť.
And it points us to you.
A ukazuje nám na teba.
So Father, as we open up your words this morning.
A tak Otče, ako si dnes ráno otvárame tvoje slovo.
I pray that all of us today would draw closer to you.
Modlím sa, aby to každého z nás pritiahlo bližšie.
In Jesus' name, amen.
V mene Ježiša, amen.
Well, again, this morning we're going to be in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
Takže toto ráno budeme v prvom liste Tesalonickým.
We're going to be looking this morning at the gospel.
A dnešné ráno sa budeme pozerať na evanjelium.
We're going to see how life-changing the gospel was to the Thessalonians.
A uvidíme, ako života meniace bolo toto evanjelium pre Tesalonických.
And how life-changing the gospel should be to us also.
A aké život meniace by malo byť aj pre nás samých.
So as we go through this passage this morning,
a keď pôjdeme cez túto pasáž dnes ráno,
I want you to answer two questions to yourself.
Bol by som rád, keby ste sami sebe zodpovedali dve otázky.
First, am I saved?
Prvá je, som spasený?
Am I born again?
Som znovu zrodený?
Have I put my trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior?
A naozaj som vložil svoju dôveru do Ježiša ako môjho spasiteľa?
And if you have,
a ak áno,
then are you allowing the gospel or are you allowing Jesus to transform your life?
A ak je tá odpoveď áno, dovolujeme evanjeliu a dovolujeme Ježišovi, aby menil naše životy?
He wants every single person in this room to be saved and to be more like him.
A on chce naozaj každého jedného z tejto miestnosti, aby bol zachránený a bol viac ako on.
So once we have accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ,
tak ak už sme prijali evanjelium Ježiša Krista,
Jesus wants us to grow in him and to be more like him.
Tak od nás Ježiš chce, aby sme v ňom rástli, aby sme sa jemu viac pripodobňovali.
So the question for all of us today is if we are saved, are we growing in him?
A tak otázka dnes ráno pre nás, ak sme spasení, naozaj aj rastieme v Ježišovi?
So let's look at our passage this morning, 1 Thessalonians 1, 4 through 10.
Tak sa pozrieme na tú pasáž, v ktorej budeme, je to 1. Tesalonickým 4 až 10.
I'll read the whole thing, then you can read it, okay? Mm-hmm. Knowing your election, brothers, loved by God, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with much assurance. You know what kind of men we were among you for your benefit, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord when, in spite of severe persecution, you welcomed the message with joy from the Holy Spirit. As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia, for the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place that your faith in God has gone out. Therefore, we don't need to say anything, for they themselves report what kind of reception we had from you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
Vieme, bratia, Bohom milovaní, o vašom vyvolení, lebo sme vám nezvestovali evanjelium len slovom, ale aj v moci a duchu svetom a v úplnej istote, veď viete, akí sme boli medzi vami a pre vás. A vy ste sa stali našimi aj pánovými napodobňovateľmi, keď ste hoci v mnohom súžení s radosťou z Ducha Svätého prijali slovo, takže ste sa stali vzorom všetkým veriacim v Macedónii a Achaji. Lebo od vás sa rozhlásilo slovo pánovo nielen v Macedónii a Achaji, ale vaša viera v Boha sa rozniesla po celom kraji. Takže nám ani netreba hovoriť. Však oni sami rozprávajú o vás, ako sme prišli k vám a ako ste sa obrátili od modiel k Bohu, aby ste slúžili živému a pravému Bohu a očakávali z nebies jeho syna, ktorého vzkriesil z mŕtvych, Ježiša, ktorý nás vytrhuje z budúceho hnevu.
So in verse 4, Paul mentions that they are elected.
A v 4. verši Pavol spomína, že sú vyvolenými.
Which means that they were chosen by God to be saved.
Že ich Boh vybral na to, aby ich zachránil.
And this is true when you look throughout scripture.
A toto je pravda, keď sa pozeráte cez celé písmo.
God chooses some to be saved.
Boh vyberá ľudí, aby boli spasení.
But equally true is the fact that we all have our responsibility to choose Christ or to reject Christ.
Ale rovnako je pravdou aj, že každý z nás má tú vlastnú zodpovednosť, či si vyberie, že príjme Boha, príjme Ježiša, alebo ho nepríjme.
So both are true, God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
A obidve sú teda pravda, Božia zvrchovanosť a to rozhodnutie, ktoré závisí na človeku.
And how God works all of that out, I don't know.
A ako on to všetko premyslel a vymyslel, to ja neviem.
But what I do know is that I am saved by the blood of Jesus.
Ale čo viem, že ja som zachránený krvou Ježiša Krista.
He proved his love for me by going to the cross and dying for me.
On dokázal svoju lásku naproti mne tým, že išiel na kríž a tam zomrel za mňa.
He tugged on my heart and opened my eyes.
On ma pritiahol moje srdce a otvoril moje oči.
And he gave me the opportunity to be saved.
A mne dal príležitosť, aby som bol zachránený.
And I put my trust in him as my Lord and Savior.
A ja som svoju dôveru vložil do neho ako v môjho spasiteľa.
And that was the greatest decision that I have ever made in my life.
A to bolo to najlepšie rozhodnutie, aké som kedy vo svojom živote spravil.
So the gospel has changed me. The gospel has changed my life.
A tak evanjelium zmenilo mňa. Evanjelium zmenilo môj život.
And he wants to do that in all of our lives. He wants to change all of us.
A on chce spraviť takúto zmenu v každom živote.
Also Paul mentions that they are loved by God.
A Pavol tiež spomína, že sú milovaní Bohom.
And God is love.
A Boh je láska.
So because he is love, that's what he does. He loves.
A pretože on sám, jeho podstatou je láska, preto to pre ňoho nie je žiaden problém. On miluje.
And I can't tell you how many times I've heard Christians say that they don't feel loved by God.
A už ani neviem, koľkokrát som počul aj kresťanov hovoriť, že sa necítia, že by ich Boh miloval.
And that is just a lie.
Ale to je skrátka klamstvo.
And that's what the enemy wants us to believe.
To je to, čo nepriateľ chce, aby sme tomu uverili.
But we are greatly loved by our heavenly Father.
Ale sme naozaj veľmi milovaní našim nebeským Otcom.
Again, he proved his love for all of us by going to the cross and dying for all of us.
A on dokázal svoju lásku naproti nám všetkým tým, že išiel na kríž a tam za nás zomrel.
That's love.
A to je láska.
So in verse 5 says, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power in the Holy Spirit and with much assurance. And you know what kind of men we were among you for your benefit."
A verš 5 hovorí, lebo evanjelium neprišlo k vám iba slovom, ale aj v sile a v duchu svetom a s veľkým uistením. Viete, akí ľudia sme, ja to radšej prečítam. Let me read it. I lost the... OK, ďakujem. Akí sme boli medzi vami pre vás. Yeah.
So the gospel means the good news.
A evanjelium znamená dobrá správa.
And it not only came to them in word only, but in power through the Holy Spirit.
A neprišlo k nim len slovom, ale aj mocou skrze Ducha Svätého.
And why is there such great power in the gospel?
A prečo má evanjelium takú veľkú moc?
Because it can take a lost, wicked, evil sinner and save them.
Pretože evanjelium môže vziať zlého, skazeného človeka, niekoho, kto neznáša Boha a môže ho zachrániť.
Because of the gospel, they can be transformed into a child of God's.
A vďaka evanjeliu môžu byť všetci ľudia zmenení na Božie deti.
So there is power in the gospel because it can save anybody.
A evanjelium má takú moc, pretože dokáže spasiť kohokoľvek, zachrániť kohokoľvek.
And what exactly is the gospel?
A čo presne je to evanjelium?
It's his death, burial and resurrection.
Je to smrť, pohreb a znovu zrodenie, teda vzkriesenie.
So there is power in that because Christ defeated death, he defeated sin and he rose again.
A tú silu má preto, pretože Boh porazil smrť, porazil hriech a znova vstal z mŕtvych.
So for us, if we receive the glorious gospel,
a pre nás, ak príjmame toto úžasné, toto slávne evanjelium.
Then we can be born again. We can defeat death, we can defeat sin, and we can rise to a new life because of him.
Aj my môžeme vďaka tomu poraziť smrť, poraziť hriech a stať k novému životu vďaka nemu.
We can be forgiven of our sins and we can be redeemed.
Môžu nám byť odpustené naše hriechy a môžeme byť vykúpení.
And it's not because of anything that we have done, but it's all because of what Christ has done for us on the cross.
A to není pre naše žiadne zásluhy, ale je to jedine pre to, čo Ježiš spravil na kríži.
So the Thessalonians, they heard the gospel and then they accepted the gospel.
A tak Tesalonickí, oni počuli toto evanjelium a aj ho prijali.
And they also saw the gospel being lived out in Paul's life.
A tiež videli, ako toto evanjelium je žité naplno v Pavlovom živote.
And this part is so important.
A táto časť je veľmi dôležitá.
Because so often our actions, the things that we say hinder the gospel.
Pretože naozaj často sa stáva, že to, čo robíme, akoby bránilo evanjeliu.
So often our words do not match our actions.
Často sa stáva, že to, čo hovoríme, nie je v súlade s tým, čo naozaj robíme.
And we end up pushing people away from Jesus.
A v podstate to má konečnú dôsledku taký následok, že ľudia odchádzajú od evanjelia.
So if the gospel is that powerful and that good.
A ak je evanjelium také dobré a také mocné.
And so life-changing.
A také život meniace.
Then are we sharing it?
Tak zdieľame sa s ním?
We are all called to be sharing the gospel.
Všetci sme povolaní k tomu, aby sme zdieľali toto evanjelium.
We should be standing on the rooftops proclaiming Jesus.
Mali by sme stáť na strechách a kričať o Ježišovi.
People are dying, going to hell every single day.
Ľudia zomierajú a idú do pekla každý jeden deň.
There's about 153,000 people that are going to die today.
Asi 153 tisíc ľudí zomrie dnes.
So do we care? Do we care about their souls and where they're going to go?
A je nám to jedno, alebo sa o to zaujímame, o ich duše, kam pôjdu?
So we need to be sharing the gospel.
Takže potrebujeme sa zdieľať s týmto evanjeliom.
And then our actions need to match our words.
A naše správanie musí byť v súlade s našimi slovami.
Because the world is watching us.
Pretože svet nás pozoruje.
Our bosses are watching us.
Naši šéfovia nás pozorujú.
Our children are watching us.
Naše deti nás pozorujú.
Everybody is watching us.
Každý nás pozoruje.
So we need to be sharing the good news and then living it out.
A potrebujeme naozaj zdieľať túto dobrú správu a žiť ju.
So the gospel was delivered to the Thessalonians by Paul through the Holy Spirit with much assurance.
A tak evanjelium bolo doručené alebo Pavol ho priniesol do Tesalonickým cez Ducha Svätého s veľkým uistením.
Which means Paul was entirely confident that the gospel had power in it and it was true and it could save anybody.
Znamená, že Pavol bol naozaj presvedčený o tom, že toto evanjelium má moc a môže zachrániť kohokoľvek.
So after the Thessalonians received this powerful gospel,
a potom, ako Tesalonickí prijali toto mocné evanjelium,
they were serious about living out their faith.
Mysleli to vážne, svoju vieru potom brali vážne.
They had much assurance in the gospel.
Mali veľké uistenie v evanjeliu.
So they then started sharing the gospel with others.
A oni potom taktiež začali zdieľať toto evanjelium s ďalšími.
So again, the question for us is,
a znova tá otázka pre nás znie,
have we received the gospel?
Prijali sme evanjelium?
And if so, are we sharing it with others?
A ak áno, zdieľame ho s ostatnými?
Do we care about people's souls?
Záleží nám na dušiach iných ľudí?
People are dying, going to hell every day.
Ľudia zomierajú a idú do pekla každý jeden deň.
So do we care?
A záleží nám na tom?
Or are we lazy?
Alebo sme skôr leniví?
And selfish?
A sebecký?
And just thinking of self?
A myslíme len na seba?
So verses 6 through 8.
A verše 6 až 8.
And you became imitators of us and of the Lord when, in spite of severe persecution, you welcomed the message with joy from the Holy Spirit. As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia, for the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place that your faith in God has gone out. Therefore, we don't need to say anything.
Takže verše 6 až 8. A vy ste sa stali našimi aj pánovými napodobňovateľmi, keď ste hoci v mnohom súžení s radosťou z Ducha Svätého prijali slovo. Takže ste sa stali aj vzorom všetkým veriacim v Macedónii a Achaji. Lebo od vás sa rozhlásilo slovo Pánovo, nie len v Macedónii a Achaji, ale vaša viera v Boha sa rozniesla po celom kraji, takže nám ani netreba hovoriť.
So again, the Thessalonians, they're taking their faith seriously.
Takže Tesalonickí naozaj berú svoju vieru vážne.
So they heard the message, accepted the message, and then were living it out in their life.
Oni počuli tú správu, prijali tú správu a začali ju žiť vo svojich životoch.
They didn't just add Jesus to their life, they made Jesus their life.
Oni nielen pridali života do Ježiša do svojich životov, ale oni spravili Ježiša svojim životom.
So they became imitators of the Lord, followers of the Lord.
A stali sa napodobňovateľmi, jeho nasledovníkmi pánovými.
So they were willing to give up self, deny self and follow Christ.
A boli ochotní zaprieť svoje vlastné ja a nasledovať Krista.
So are we willing to do that? Are we willing to surrender all?
A sme aj my ochotní spraviť toto? Sme my ochotní vzdať sa samých seba?
So often we don't, right?
A veľmi často nie sme. Je to tak?
We want to do what we want to do.
Chceme robiť to, čo chceme robiť.
We want to hold on to self.
Chceme sa držať seba samých.
We don't want to let self go to God.
Nechceme to len tak nechať odísť.
But after we give our lives to Christ,
ale potom, ako sa pustíme samých seba a dáme svoj život Kristovi,
that's what he wants. He wants our lives.
To je to, čo chce. On chce naše životy.
So we need to give self up and let him have complete control.
Toto potrebujeme spraviť, zdať sa samých seba a nechať jeho, aby mal absolútnu kontrolu.
So despite severe persecution that the Thessalonians were going through.
A aj napriek tomu prenasledovaniu, ktoré bolo v Tesalonikách,
they accepted the gospel with joy.
Oni prijali toto evanjelium s radosťou.
And why joy?
A prečo s radosťou?
Because they were saved by Jesus.
Lebo boli zachránení, spasení Ježišom.
Their sins had been forgiven.
Ich hriechy boli odpustené.
They were no longer lost, but found.
Už neboli stratení, boli nájdení.
And they now had the Holy Spirit living in them to help them to live out their faith.
A teraz už mali Svätého Ducha, aby im pomáhal žiť ich vieru.
That's something to be joyful about, that's something to share with others.
A to je niečo, kvôli čomu je treba byť radosným. To je niečo, to je dôvod na to, aby sme sa zdieľali s ostatnými.
All of this while they were being persecuted.
A toto všetko zakiaľ sú stále prenasledovaní.
So Christian persecution has been going on for a long time and will unfortunately continue for a long time.
A prenasledovanie kresťanov je na svete už veľmi dlhý čas a na nešťastie stále pokračuje a aj bude pokračovať.
In Iran a couple months ago.
V Iráne len pred niekoľkými mesiacmi.
Five believers were meeting in their house for church.
Piati veriaci sa stretli v jednom dome, lebo chceli mať spolu zhromaždenie.
Security forces came in, raided the house and took all of them away.
A bezpečnostné jednotky z Iránu vtrhli do toho domu, všetkých ich vzali odtiaľ preč.
And as of right now we don't know where they are or if they're even alive.
A keď tu dnes o nich hovoríme, tak nevieme kde sú alebo či sú stále nažive.
All because in the privacy of their own house they are worshiping Jesus.
A všetko len preto, že v súkromí svojho domova chceli chváliť Ježiša.
In Pakistan right now.
V Pakistane
every single year.
Každý rok
nearly 700 women are abducted.
Asi 700 žien je unesených.
And they are forced to convert to Christianity from Islam.
A sú nútené, aby sa odvrátili od kresťanskej viery na islám.
And if not, many are tortured or killed or put in prison.
A veľa z nich je mučených, zabitých alebo idú do väzenia.
And many of you have heard the story of Miriam Abraham in Sudan.
A možno niektorí z vás ste počuli príbeh Miriam Ibrahim zo Sudánu.
Right now her two children and now her husband are in prison for being Christians.
A teraz ona, jej dve deti a už aj jej manžel sú všetci vo väzení, pretože sú kresťania.
So Christian persecution goes on all around us.
Takže prenasledovanie kresťanov, to sa deje všade okolo nás.
The Thessalonians were going through persecution.
Tesalonickí prechádzali nejakým prenasledovaním.
But they still lived out their faith in Jesus.
Ale stále žili svoju vieru v Ježiša.
So knowing that being a Christian would cause persecution, they still pressed on, they still lived for Jesus.
Aj vediac o tom, že ich viera v Krista prinesie na nich prenasledovanie, stále v neho verili a žili tak, ako chcel.
They allowed the gospel to radically change them, no matter the circumstances.
Dovolili evanjeliu, aby ich radikálne zmenilo a nehľadeli pritom na nejaké podmienky, ktoré tam boli.
So are we willing to do that?
A sme aj my ochotní toto spraviť?
Are we willing to live out our faith in Jesus, no matter the consequences?
Sme ochotní žiť vieru, ktorú máme, bez ohľadu na dôsledky?
Life is short.
Život je krátky.
We don't have much time.
Nemáme veľa času.
Every second matters.
Každá sekunda je dôležitá.
So we don't need to hide our faith, we need to live out our faith.
Nepotrebujeme svoju vieru skrývať, potrebujeme ju žiť.
And for us as Americans,
a pre nás ako Američanov,
and I think as you the Slovaks,
a myslím, že aj pre vás ako pre Slovákov,
we have no excuse for not living out our faith in Jesus.
Nemáme žiadnu výhovorku na to, že nežijeme.
God has given us incredible freedoms to live out our faith.
Nemáme žiadnu výhovorku. Boh nám dal úžasnú slobodu na to, aby sme svoju vieru žili.
We can have church today.
Môžeme mať dneska zhromaždenie.
We can have Bible studies.
Môžeme mať štúdia Biblie.
We can talk to people on the streets about Jesus.
Môžeme ísť na ulicu a tam ľuďom hovoriť o Ježišovi.
And we're not going to be shackled at our feet or put in prison.
A nebudeme za to uväznení.
So because God has given us that freedom, we ought to use it for him.
A pretože Boh nám dal túto slobodu, my by sme ju mali použiť pre neho.
If you lived in North Korea right now,
ak by ste žili teraz v Severnej Koreji,
you don't have to go to church or say anything about Jesus.
Nemusíte ani ísť do kostola alebo na zhromaždenie ani povedať nič o Ježišovi.
If they just find out that you believe in Jesus.
Len ak by zistili, že veríte v Ježiša,
you will be tortured and most likely killed.
Budete určite mučení a pravdepodobne aj zabití.
Or put in labor camps.
Alebo vás strčia do pracovného tábora.
Today there are over 200,000 of our brothers and sisters in labor camps in North Korea.
V Severnej Koreji sú práve v tomto momente asi 200,000 ľudí veriacich kresťanov v pracovných táboroch.
So that's not going on in America and it's not going on here either.
A to sa nedieje v Amerike a to sa nedieje ani tu na Slovensku.
So we ought to use the freedom God has given us to proclaim Jesus.
A tak musíme použiť tú slobodu, ktorú nám Boh dal, aby sme hlásali Ježiša a jeho evanjelium.
So because the Thessalonians received the message and were living it out.
A pretože Tesalonicky prijali toto evanjelium a žili ho naplno.
Paul says in verses 7 and 8.
Pavol hovorí vo verši 7 a 8.
As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place that your faith in God has gone out. Therefore, we don't need to say anything.
Takže ste sa stali vzorom všetkým veriacim v Macedónii a Achaii, lebo od vás sa rozhlásilo slovo Pánovo nielen v Macedónii a Achaii, ale vaša viera v Boha sa rozniesla po celom kraji, takže nám ani netreba hovoriť.
So even in spite of severe persecution,
a aj napriek tomuto prenasledovaniu,
they never backed away from living for Jesus.
Nikdy neodstúpili od toho, že by žili pre Ježiša.
They made it very clear who they believed in.
A spravili to veľmi zreteľným to, v koho veria.
They made it clear who they were living for.
A spravili veľmi zreteľným to, pre koho žijú.
So is your faith known to those around you?
A je vaša viera známa tým, ktorí sú okolo vás?
Would your family, friends and coworkers know that you are a Christian?
A vaša rodina, vaši blízki a vaši spolupracovníci, vedia oni, že vy ste kresťania?
Do you share your faith or do you hide your faith?
Zdieľate svoju vieru alebo ju skrývate?
So as you are going, are you sharing the gospel?
A ako tak idete, zdieľate sa s evanjeliom?
When you go to restaurants or the gas station or school, are you sharing?
Keď idete napríklad do reštaurácie alebo ste na pumpe alebo niekam inám, zdieľate evanjelium?
Every single person that we bump into is an opportunity to love on them.
Každý človek, každý jeden, ktorého stretneme, je pre nás príležitosťou, aby sme ho milovali.
And to sum the whole thing up,
aby sme to všetko nejakým spôsobom zhrnuli,
are we being obedient to the Great Commission?
Sme poslušní tomuto veľkému povolaniu.
Jesus wants us sharing the gospel and making disciples.
Ježiš chce, aby sme zdieľali evanjelium a robili učeníkov.
So the Thessalonians, they were serious about their faith.
A Tesalonickí boli naozaj vážni o ich viere.
They were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
A robili to, čo mali robiť.
So the question is, are we doing what we are supposed to be doing?
A otázka je, robíme my, čo by sme mali robiť?
And again, this is all taking place in the midst of persecution.
A znova pripomínam, toto všetko sa deje uprostred prenasledovania.
We're not being persecuted.
My nie sme prenasledovaní.
So we should be living out our faith with even more joy and more excitement for the world to see.
Tak by sme mali svoju vieru žiť ešte s väčším nadšením pre tento svet, aby to mohol vidieť.
In verse 9 we see just how radical their conversion was.
V 9. verši vidíme, aká naozaj radikálna veľká tá zmena bola.
For they themselves report what kind of reception we had from you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
Však oni sami rozprávajú o nás, ako sme prišli k vám a ako ste sa obrátili od modiel k Bohu, aby ste slúžili živému a pravému Bohu.
So these new believers radically changed their lives.
Títo noví kresťania, noví veriaci naozaj radikálne zmenili svoje životy.
They went from worshiping and serving idols to worshiping Jesus.
Dostali sa z toho, že uctievali predtým nejaké idoly, nejaké modly a začali uctievať Boha.
So they recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life.
A zistili, prišli na to, že Ježiš naozaj je cesta, pravda aj život.
They surrendered all, they died to self, they changed their ways.
Vzdali sa všetkého, zomreli samým sebe a zmenili svoje cesty.
So again, they didn't just add Jesus to their life, they made Jesus their life.
Oni naozaj nielen pridali Ježiša do svojich životov, ale spravili Ježiša svojim životom.
So what are you worshiping today?
A ty dnes chváliš?
What are you serving today?
Čo ty dnes chváliš? Čomu dnes slúžiš?
Is it Jesus?
Je to Ježiš?
Or is it some sin?
Alebo je to nejaký hriech?
Do you have idols that are in your life?
Máš nejaké modly, ktoré sú v tvojom živote?
Maybe it's money.
Možno nejaké peniaze.
Fame, possessions.
Možno sláva, niečo, čo dokážeš vlastniť.
Maybe it's sports or relationship or your job.
Alebo sú to nejaké športy, tvoja práca alebo vzťahy.
An idol can be anything in our lives that takes God off of the throne of our lives.
Modla alebo idol môže byť čokoľvek v našom živote, čo berie Bohu miesto na tróne nášho života.
So whatever it is, God wants us to get rid of it.
A čokoľvek to je, Boh chce, aby sme sa tohto vzdali.
He wants us to completely turn from all of that and turn to him.
On chce, aby sme sa úplne obrátili od toho iba k nemu samému.
He wants us to be serious about our faith.
Chce, aby sme boli naozaj seriózni, vážni o našej viere.
So in verse 10, Paul says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
A v 10. verši Pavol píše, a očakávali z nebies jeho syna, ktorého vzkriesil z mŕtvych, Ježiša, ktorý nás vytrhuje z budúceho hnevu.
So the Thessalonians, they fully believed who Jesus is.
A Tesalonickí naozaj plne verili tomu, kto je Ježiš.
The true and living God.
Skutočný a žijúci Boh.
The one that died on the cross for our sins.
Ten, ktorý zomrel na kríži pre naše hriechy,
but rose from the grave.
Ale vstal z hrobu.
So he's the one that conquered death.
A on je ten, ktorý porazil smrť.
He ascended into heaven.
A vystúpil na nebesia.
And he sits at the right hand of the Father right now.
A sedí po pravici svojho Otca práve teraz.
But there's going to be a day.
Ale príde deň.
Where he's going to leave his throne and come back to get us.
Kedy opustí svoj trón a príde naspäť pre nás.
And we'll be rescued from the coming wrath.
A my budeme zachránení od prichádzajúceho hnevu.
So they fully believed in Jesus.
A oni naozaj plne verili v Ježiša.
And they fully believed that he was coming again for them.
A naozaj verili tomu, že znova príde pre nich.
They wanted to see Jesus.
Chceli vidieť Ježiša.
Their focus was on him.
Ich zameranie bolo na ňom.
Their hope was on him.
Ich nádej bola v ňom.
So knowing he's coming back.
A vediac, že on sa vráti.
We don't know when he's coming back.
a nevieme, kedy sa vráti.
He could come back in 2 minutes from now.
A môže prísť možno za 2 minúty odteraz.
How should we be living?
Ako by sme mali žiť?
With a sense of urgency.
So zmyslom pre naliehavosť.
We should be fully devoted to him and his ways.
Mali by sme byť plne oddaní jemu a jeho cestám.
We don't have time to live for self or for sin.
Nemáme čas na to, aby sme žili sami pre seba alebo pre hriech.
He has work for us to be doing until he comes.
On má prácu pre nás, aby sme ju robili, až dokým on nepríde.
So hopefully as we have gone through this passage this morning.
A tak dúfam, že ako sme išli cez túto pasáž dnes ráno.
You've seen what happened to the Thessalonians.
Dúfam, že ste videli, čo sa v životoch tesalonických stalo.
They heard the message.
Počuli tú správu.
Accepted the message.
Prijali správu.
And then they radically lived it out in their life.
A radikálne ju žili vo svojich životoch.
And that's what God wants us to do also.
A to je to, čo Boh chce, aby sme my robili tiež.
So I'd like to end with just a short story.
Chcel by som to zakončiť len krátkym príbehom.
There's a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary in Texas.
A je jeden profesor v Dallase na teologickom seminári.
His name is Dwight Pentecost. You may have heard of him.
Volá sa Dwight Pentecost. Možno ste o ňom už počuli.
He taught at the seminary for almost 70 years.
A na tom seminári vyučoval takmer 70 rokov.
35 of those years he was also a pastor.
35 rokov z tých 70 bol tiež aj pastorom v zbore.
And he recently died at the age of 99.
A teraz len prednedávnom zomrel vo veku 99 rokov.
He was sick towards the end of his life.
A ku koncu svojho života bol chorý.
And he could have had surgery that helped him live a little bit longer.
A mohol mať nejakú operáciu, ktorá by mu pomohla žiť trochu dlhšie.
But he did not want to have the surgery.
Ale on to nechcel.
Because he did not want to be out of the classroom.
Lebo už nechcel byť preč z tých tried, v ktorých vyučoval.
Because he taught the word of God up until the day he died.
Pretože učil slovo Božie až do dňa, kedy zomrel.
So Dwight Pentecost put his trust in Jesus as a young man.
A Dwight Pentecost vložil svoju dôveru v Krista ako mladý človek.
He was serious about his faith.
A bol naozaj vážny ohľadom svojej viery.
He gave his life to preach Jesus.
A dal svoj život, aby kázal, aby hovoril o Ježišovi.
In one of his last interviews that he gave.
A v jednom z jeho posledných interview, ktoré robil,
he said this.
Povedal toto.
He said, knowing Jesus is living.
Poznať Ježiša, to je život.
Serving Jesus is living.
Slúžiť Ježišovi, to je život.
Preaching Jesus is living.
Kázať Ježiša, to
so
je život.
It's all about Jesus.
Je to všetko o Ježišovi.
So remember those first two questions I asked you at the beginning?
Pamätáte si tie prvé dve otázky, ktoré som sa na začiatku pýtal?
Have you put your trust in Jesus?
Uverili ste v Ježiša, dali ste mu svoju dôveru?
Are you born again?
Ste znovu zrodení?
Has your sins been forgiven?
Boli vaše hriechy odpustené?
That's step number one.
To je prvý krok.
Realizing that if you die today and if you have not put your trust in Jesus, you're going to go to hell.
Uvedomiť si, že ak dnes zomriete a svoju dôveru ste nevložili v Ježiša, tak pôjdete do pekla.
Because we've all sinned. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Pretože my všetci sme zhrešili a nemáme slávu Božiu.
So first step is putting our trust in Jesus.
Prvý krok je to, že vložíme svoju dôveru do Ježiša.
Second step is living out our faith.
A druhý krok je žitie našej viery.
Being serious about our faith.
Byť vážnym ohľadom svojej viery.
So like I said earlier, we don't have much time.
Ako som už spomenul, nemáme veľa času.
So we need to make the most of our time.
A preto svoj čas musíme využiť čo najlepšie.
And the best way of making the most of our time is living for Jesus.
A najlepší spôsob, ako využiť náš čas, je žiť pre Ježiša.
So the Thessalonians were radical for Jesus.
A tesalonickí sa radikálne zmenili pre Ježiša.
God wants us to do the same thing.
A Boh chce od nás, aby sme spravili to isté.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray.
Pomodlím sa.
Lord Jesus.
A Pane Ježišu.
Again we thank you for your word.
Znova ďakujeme ti za tvoje slovo.
And just how good it is.
Za to, aké je dobré.
Father, help us to live out our faith.
Oče, pomôž nám žiť našu vieru.
With fear and trembling.
S úctou a schvením.
I pray that we would not be lazy and selfish.
Modlím sa, aby sme neboli lakomí, sebeckí. Ale aby sme boli zameraní na Teba každú hodinu, každú sekundu. A tak sa modlíme, aby Tvoja vôľa bola dokončená v živote každého jedného z nás.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. V mene Ježiša. Amen.